Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in here on our station, Rev Radio Network, here on Channel 1. And we are blessed to have you listening here on a January what's the date? Hey, I just got a calendar, but you know what? I don't know if I even brought it inside with me to the studio. It probably is here. Nope, it's not. And I went and got it today. So it's somewhere. It's somewhere out here. My friend hooked me up at one of my at the title company, and her name's Sandy. She's awesome. She always gets all my title business and everything. And I guess I left them inside the car when I left. Oh, well, at break, I'll go get it. Now I want my calendar. I just got it. Well, Sandy, I want to tell you thank you so much for getting us a calendar here, because the ministry needs it. I need one here at the house as well. And it just needs to have that stuff. And I'm so used to the real estate calendars, because they have so much information on there for me. It keeps me up apprised to what's going on. Just little tidbits in there that help out now and then. But we're here in the middle of the week. Many people sigh when they get to Wednesday. They're like, oh, we're finally here. We made it. Well, you don't want to be like that every day, my friends. You want to be encouraged, trying to get things done, trying to make things happen for you and your family, for your business, for your ministry. And going over the reports last night with just looking at the listening and stuff, and we had a little bit dip in listening on Monday, and that's fine. It was Martin Luther King Day. That is okay. It was a lot dip. Usually we have a huge share out there, and we had usually it was just the evening, and that's fine. You know, people are with family, people are doing things, people are running around. And Peter Stanway, it's of course at 8 o'clock on Monday nights, and Daniel Vasquez is on at 9 o'clock on Monday nights, and they're doing pretty good. They keep it up with the tradition of the evening slots from 8 to 10, even 8 to 11, where people are listening and people are hearing the shows, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. And just want to tell you that things are happening and things are starting to move for this ministry. I tell you, I've always felt that when it was time for us to start moving and doing things for the Lord, that it would be possibly, it would move quick. Even when I was getting my daughter some lunch real quick before I came on the show here, I could sense, I thought about something and I sensed it. I thought about, you know what, I should have known that it would not take that long. That it would not take long. That this would be a quick work. Well, you know, the Bible tells us in the Word of God that it would be a quick work. You see, you can wait all your life to do something for God, and then when God puts you there, it happens quickly. My friends, I'm ecstatic about what's happening here for the station and for the ministry part of Revelation Ministries, the missions ministry. I just can't tell you how ecstatic I am. I'm going to India, and this is a last-minute trip that they've called me for a keynote speaker, and I'm excited about it. I'm so excited. It hasn't really hit completely yet, but we're going to be out there ministering the gospel to 300 pastors on two-day pastors' conference. We're going to have at least 10,000 to 15,000, maybe even 20,000 people at night at the Crusades, and then to talk to the graduating class. That is going to be awesome, my friends. And we got the dates. I'm leaving in February, end of February. And I'll be back probably about May. I don't have the calendar, is not with me. Let me play a quick commercial. I'll be right back. I got to get the calendar. So I have no calendar in front of me. I'll be right back. Play a quick one here for Rev Media Network. God bless you. Hold on. I promise I'll be back and I'll interrupt the commercial.
Hi, this is David Yannins, host of Midwatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. Just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update, just to get you caught up with what's going on. And we have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined, and about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. Lately, we've had been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting the show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. We're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with a channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English, back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Rev Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month, and also thank everyone that is listening to the station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to let you know that you're a part of that, and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that, because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year in 2010. We're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Rev. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
All right, I'm back. It took me a little longer to find that than I thought. Let me turn down this music. But anyway, okay, I got the calendar in front of me now. I apologize for that. I should have had that calendar right there. But anyway, the trip's going to be, I believe I am leaving on the 25th of February. We're going to leave for India on the 25th. And then I will be arriving in India. I'll be arriving at midnight on the 26th of February. And I will rest the 27th, and on the 28th will be the first night of the crusade. On the 28th will be the first night crusade, and then on March 1st will be the second night of the crusade. And then we're going to be doing a pastor's conference on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm going to be tired. And then on Thursday or Friday will be the graduation. And I will be speaking at those events. So we have it all planned. It's just interesting to see it all on the calendar. And then when I get back, I will be getting the station back together and getting everything put together, because I know that I'm going to be setting up a station. So even Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be doing training for the radio. Throughout the night, I'll be training the students, for the new students coming in, for the radio ministry, and to have a channel planted out there. So I think I'm going to be pretty busy. Plus, I'm going to be shooting a documentary of all the persecution that's out there in India firsthand. I'll be getting testimonies from the pastors and villages. So we are really, really, really excited about trying to get out there and do this for the Lord. We're excited about getting this taken care of. And we're getting a lot of preparation going into this. I was talking to my friend, Pastor Vasquez, Daniel Vasquez, and we were just talking, me and Dan, and about just the everything that's happening, how this thing is just unfolding. And it's amazing, I'm going to tell you. We're going to spend today talking a little bit about this, if you don't mind. It's amazing. He was just saying that he just feels that it's going to be even more people than we're expecting. And that's a great thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that when we look at this and we look at what's happening, there's a need out there. And my heart has always been poured to them. It has always been in there and has always been poured. I always have loved the Indian brethren and sisters and just always have a heart for them. And I just felt that that for me to go back would have to be God's timing, and God would have to want me to go back to do this. And I am glad. I am glad that these things are occurring and happening now. Because, you know, it could have been started anywhere else. And I was telling them, you know what? I have that. Now, this is a quick lesson on sowing and reaping. This is what I was supposed to talk with my pastor. And we're supposed to talk about sowing and reaping. And mine was give sowing with reaping in mind. Is a topic I want to talk about today, but he was pulled away and had to get things done. And we have a lot of things to take care of at the church. And he is awesome because he takes care of all the administrative stuff. I don't have to mess with any of that stuff. I just take care of the Sunday night that I preach and all the media for the church and for the ministry. We're going to start broadcasting on local stations and cable to try and build church attendance as well as reach people through the airwaves locally. But for Rev Media and Rev Ministries, we are mainly going to be focusing on the internet, and everything we shoot and everything we put together is basically for the internet. It's not really for television because the quality of the video has to be at a certain grade. And I can get a certain grade out of it, but it depends on some of the webinars and stuff because I shoot it a certain way with the straight with the webcam and straight with the regular camera and not using the editing software, I probably couldn't get that thing played on stations and stuff outside of the internet. But on the first webinars and stuff that we used the professional cameras, and you can see the difference, the quality and the clarity, then we could definitely get that going. But anyway, I was talking to him and he said, that's amazing. And he asked if I was going with my mentor to India. And I told him, no. Excuse me. Apologize. I sneezed in your ear. I was trying to find the mute button, but I couldn't find it. And I was telling him that, no, I wasn't going. And even my other friend, Mike, you know, Mike Salazar, he even mentioned, am I going with my friend? Everybody knew my friend from India, my mentor ministry. I was with him for so long. And he did crowds of millions of people. Now, a crowd for many people, I was telling him, that literally cost at least, for 100,000, 200,000 people, you're going to spend at least $10,000 to $15,000, $20,000 a night just to have that kind of crusade. I used to raise the funds for that type of ministry. And I can tell you, my friends, it was very nerve-wracking to try and, you're responsible for raising millions of dollars a year for a ministry. We built an entire city, literally an entire city for the orphanages and for the widows. So I know that, you know, back when I was a younger man in my 20s, early 20s, that I sold for India. I sold and I bled sweat for India. And I shouldn't be surprised. I told Daniel, I should not be surprised that God has chosen India to be the start of this ministry and missions and outreach. You know, I have been asked to be a part of all types of missions, but my heart always goes back to India. For some reason, God had me serve with this man for so many years as his boy Friday, and I would pick up his bags, I would carry them. I would literally carry the bags. I would literally arrange all his meals. I would literally get all the restaurants together that I would organize big events for the pastors. So God gave me the tooling and stuff that I have not used yet. Every time I tried, I was dragged back to do something else. But when I didn't try, God opened this door. And I think I need to go to India. And it shouldn't be a surprise that it should be the first. I'm just saying that. It should not be a surprise that India would be the first major crusade for this ministry, Revelation Ministries. And we've been mainly a media focus, and we've been mainly media, mainly books, stuff like that. But you know what? Inside me, I have it in my heart and in my mind. Remember, just last week I was telling you, just last week, that I don't fear that I can't hold a big crusade. That's not something that I feared. That is not something that I worried about. You know, it's the stuff that you don't know if you can do that you worry about. I know I can do that. And look at this. A week later, God has opened this door. Can you say amen with me? Can you just be excited about it? I'm excited about it. And my friend Daniel's like, man, I wish I could go. I wish I could. I want to go to India. And there's people out there that want to go overseas. Now, I have no heart to really go overseas. And I tell you that for sure. Out of my heart, I will tell you that I don't have no desire to really be traveling internationally at this time. But if God, and I told you though, remember I told you that 3 weeks ago. But if God required me to, that I would. I mean, I can get busy traveling. I don't mind traveling throughout the United States and stuff. I love America. I love going through it. I love my country, the United States of America. But God knows that I can go other places. He built me to travel. He built me to be all over this world preaching the gospel. And through media, we are doing that. But physically, there's something about being somewhere and your anointing being with you. And I believe that God's going to do something great. We're going to see here miracles happening in India. In India, miracles happen, my friends, like in any other country. This is a third world country that we'll be going into. I will be going, the only one from Revelation Ministries. I will be visiting. I will be building a radio channel. So we have some great things. We have a whole week long schedule. And I'll be back, I believe, that Sunday night here in the U.S. Hopefully, I think Sunday or Monday I'll be back. And back home, sleeping. And prayingly, some good things will happen for me out there financially. I'm going to tell you this. My friend, he paid for my ticket right away when I told him I'd go. But, of course, I'm going to pay him back for that. So I got to put together the funds for that. If you'd like to give help, you are more than welcome. But you know what? God will always supply. God will always supply. If he's sending you, there will be provision. I told you 2 weeks ago we're going to test faith. Not test it in the way that we want to know if it works, but we're going to make sure that we're going to do something that will move God. That our faith requires action. Well, guys, I'm telling you, this is my faith, and I'm putting it into action, and I'm praying that God will meet it. Pray with me right now for India. Father, we lift up India. We lift up this trip. We bring it for you. And we just thank you, God, that we're going to be able to be out there, that I will be out there, Lord, and I will give a live broadcast, if time permits, Lord, to put on the shows and stuff for my friends. I ask you, God, to bless the trip financially, physically, spiritually, take care of us. And, Father, preserve things for us. Father, I thank you, God, that I could travel with my friend Timothy, and we're going to be out there and doing great things for you, Lord. Great things for you. Amen and amen. Well, my friends, I know that it surprised a lot of people that I was going. They were just shocked. People at work were shocked. People, you know, that I talked to on the phone were just shocked. Like, wow, you're really going? I'm like, yeah, I'm going. And the reason is, I will go where God tells me to go when God tells me to go. And I gotta get my passport taken care of right away. And once I get that taken care of, everything's green light, and I gotta get some shots. And then I'll be heading out at the end of this next month. Pretty quick. And we were supposed to go in the middle of March, the second week of March, but for some reason, I think my brother Timothy just really, really anxious to get home. And plus, the ticket's different price once it gets into March, so I don't blame him about getting the ticket so quick and so early. But I pray that people will be touched with this. Now, you can't help but see what's happening. God is going to launch things for this ministry through this trip. We have to do this before we can do Peru. And the thing I always say is this, you have to have a team working on the ground for you before you get there. If you're going to hold a big crusade, if you're going to hold a big ministry, if you're going to hold something, if you're going to be effective, you need people. You need workers out there handing flyers and pamphlets. You need to work within weeks and weeks before the crusade, before the event. You have to do the work. God is awesome. And I pray that I can stay strong mentally and spiritually. I pray that I can focus on God and focus on the great things that are going to coming up. Well, coming up tomorrow is my webinar. I hope that you can get that and be able to look at it at keepingmymarriage.com. Again, that website is keepingmymarriage.com. And I will be broadcasting Can't Conceal It. And I hope that you can attend. I hope that you can be a part of that. If not, it'll be on our archives, and we'll be archiving them all. Or you can be on our TV channel if it's playing during our TV channel, or our downloads. You can download at the podcast on demand at livestream.com/revmedianetwork.com, or at revmedianetwork.com you can see the live broadcast. So there's different things that we have offered. Well, good thing is that we're going to have four channels. We're going to have channel 1, and channel 2 is going to be an auxiliary channel, so whenever we have to turn off the signal for our host to do their show, that you can still hear them through that show. And the regular broadcast is going to be continuously just going through there. The regular broadcast will be continually going through there. Unless there's no one on, then channel 2 will be off, and channel 1 will be running a broadcast. So, I think I have enough material and enough shows that I can run two channels at one time, and we wouldn't even bump into each other. That we can shut down one channel just for the broadcast. I think that's running two channels at one time. I think that's what we're going to do. I tell you that I think a lot of people were surprised that we're going to be heading out and doing this ministry and this visit over there in India. And I told them that things are going to go quick. What other things take long, God can do quick. It says it in the Word of God. What seems like it'll take forever. Where does it talk about that? In the Word of God, where it talks about where the seed time and harvest time, where the harvest time will happen before the seed was even planted or even put time to grow. And I think that was in Ecclesiastics or in Jeremiah. My pastor knows, and we can give him a call in a few minutes, and we can find out from him which is that and what things happen. So I'm just saying that that's the same thing in ministry. When we do it, that's what's happening. God can do big things for us in a little short amount of time. And we're going to call my pastor, because I want to find out that scripture. And I lean on him a lot, because he knows a lot of the Word of God. Now, I do too, but on the air, I can't just stop and look for a scripture when this man has it right there in his mind, in his heart. And we'll go in and count this as our interview for him today. And we will try to get this going. Let's see what happens. Let's see if he picks up. Maybe he's busy.
Hello?
Hey, Pastor, it's David.
Hey.
Hey, is it okay if we put you on the air right now?
I'm about to go into a meeting with some folks, so yeah, no, it's not a good idea.
Okay, well, I had a quick...
Walking in the door.
Okay.
Now,
hey, just tell me in Scripture, where is the Scripture where the seed, where the harvest will happen before the seed is even planted? Where's that Scripture found?
Oh, that's Amos 9:13.
I told you. Okay, Amos 9:13. I told everybody you're walking concordance. Thank you. I love you. Bye bye. Hey, see, that worked out for us. It was perfect timing. He didn't get to stay for the whole show, but he gave us exactly what we needed. Amos 9:13. And I'm getting out my Bible. We're going to go over that real quick because it proves a point that I wanted to make. And I really like that idea, and I'm going to read it to you because that's what's happening right now, that God is starting to do things for us in a supernatural before the physical even sees it happening. And that's a good thing. I mean, this ministry has sowed seeds into missions. And I tell you again, I have sowed many seeds into India, and it's no surprise that India is coming first in the lineup. Not at all. Not a surprise to me. Not a surprise to you. And not a surprise to my family at all. And we are finding the scriptures, Amos 9:13, and it says right here, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord." This is Amos 9:13, "that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit thereof. And I will plant them on their land, and they shall have no more put out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God." In other words, "Behold, the days come, and saith the Lord, that the plowman," the person that plants, "shall overtake the reaper, and that the trader of the grapes over him that soweth seed." So there things were going to happen so quick that you're not going to be able to handle or comprehend how quick this happens. Now, I call that forward for my ministry. I call that forward for your ministry. I call it forward because I know that it's going to happen. I know that as we grow in ministry, that it's just going to multiply and multiply. And before I can go anywhere else to do any other vision, ministry, missions, or anything like that, I have to go to India first. There's something about going there that's going to just break things forward. And we're going to be visiting 3 to 4 times a year. We will be in India. And we'll be doing great ministry over 3 to 4 times a year. We'll be out there. And I'll be raising funds again for them. But this time, we'll be working together with other brothers that share a like-minded vision, and we'll see great things happen over there. Amen. We're going to go to a break real quick. We'll be right back. God bless. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. David Yanez. Wanted to encourage you, all the listeners here on Rev Video Network, to look at www.keepingmymarriage.com. That is keepingmymarriage.com. That is my counseling site where I help and counsel those that are in need in relationships that have been hurt, have been destroyed, have been to the brink. That they feel like they're almost out of grace because of their own failings or because they don't understand God's love and God's grace is there for them 100%, but they have condemnation, guilt, or whatever. I want to let you know that keepingmymarriage.com, that is keepingmymarriage.com, is available for those that are saved and want to be helped in relationships. I prefer to help those that are saved for one reason, is that the Word of God is going to help you. But if you're not saved, if you haven't gone through all that you have to go through and pray and understand that the seeds that I plant in you are going to be just like the Scripture says, that there are 4 grounds, 1 stony, 1 full of thorns, and those things are going to be choked up out of you. But if the Word of God is, if you're saved and the Word of God comes out and we help you with the counseling that we're supposed to help you with the Word of God and belief therapy, you will be able to succeed as a Christian. So if you know someone that needs some help, maybe you do. Maybe Maybe you need to have some counseling or some reevaluation of what's going on in your life. Where does that stem from? Why do you pick the guy that always hurts you? Why are you constantly in a fight with your spouse? Why do you continue to make life difficult? Why do you make bad decisions? Well, if you have any of those things, and those things are happening to you, I will encourage you, first of all, to get in contact with me. My email address is david@davidyannisministries.com. Again, that email address is david@davidyannisministries.com. You can get a hold of me, and I'll be able to help you, be able to talk with you, be able to get you in the pointed in the right direction. But also, the second thing is after you contact me, I want you to get my book, Almost Out of Grace. It is a strong book on relationships. It tells you all the mistakes and craziness that can happen in the relationship. So I pray that you get that. You can get that at my website, almostoutofgrace.com or revelationministries.com or revministries.com. So I want you to be able to get a part of that. But remember, keepingourmarriage.com is there for you. It's there to help you and your relationships. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm the Reverend Peter Stanway, and I want to tell you about some exciting news that's coming your way soon. On RevMediaNetwork.com, starting this Monday, the 21st of December 2009, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, you'll be able to tune in to Signs of the Times, a new program that I'm broadcasting every week. If you want to find out a bit more about us, The Way Christian Ministries, you can go into our website, which is www.thewaycm.com. You can send an email to us from that website or directly to peter@thewaycm.com. I'd like to tell you a little bit about me. As you can tell, I'm from Scotland and I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in November 1989. And miraculously converted, praise God. We registered our charity, The Way Christian Ministries, in 1997. I pastored in inner city Glasgow in an area called Drumchapel for 8 years, and then in 2005 the Lord released me into a global apostolic ministry, which is called To Make Disciples Out of Christians. I'd love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to find out more by looking in our website and sending an email to me, peter@thewaycm.com. Don't forget now, tune in to revmedianetwork.com every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, starting this Monday, the 21st of December, 2009. May this Christmas time exceed all your expectations. I pray that you'll be blessed out of your socks, and that 2010 would be a brilliant year for you, your family, and all your friends. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. That is Peter Stanway. If you notice this quick Scottish accent that he has, but he is one of our most recent host and talents here on the station, and he does a great job on Monday nights. But you can also see him on our video. He didn't put that on the promo. I'm going to email him and see if he can put that on a promo that he's on TV channel 2. If you ever want to see his shows, he has a lot of stuff streaming live. He has some stuff that are archived, but it's on TV channel 1. And you can view it anytime on Rev Media Network. If you go to revmedianetwork.com, you go to TV channels. Our channel, Channel 1, and his channel is Channel 2. And you can also see a good friend of mine who just sent me an email, Mr. Gerald Davis. And I love him so much. And he just sent me a nice email, and he's endorsing my book. And I appreciate that, because it's important to get people of repertoire to look at your book. But also, it's good to get a man of God of that integrity and that quality to look and read your book completely and to give you a good comment on it. But I know this, my friends. It is time, and I keep making these clicking sounds. It is time to see God come in. And I almost could say it is time for the new wine. And I'm not going to get alcoholic on you here, but I am going to say this. It is time to see the oil overflow. It is time to see the wine burst out of the bladders. If you know the scriptures that I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, that it is time for the sower, the plowman, shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of the grapes him that soweth them. It is time, my friends, it is time to see great things happen in your life and in your ministry. Diligence. If I can tell you one thing, if I can tell you how this has happened so quickly, it has not happened quickly in my life, sir. It's been over 15 years, but how it's happened so quickly from when we started the station towards grown is that I have been diligent. Remember I told you that this, and I have this little sticky right here on my wall, and it says 1 year a sweeper. When I went back to work at my retail job to keep the ministry moving forward, it was fine. The ministry's paying for itself, thank God. And thank God, really. And it covered its own bills. But then there's other bills that it can't cover, which was my own personal expenses. So I had to continue doing real estate, and I had to continue doing mortgages. But I also had to continue, because those markets were slow. I had to continue doing retail. And anyone that works in retail is going to tell you one thing. It is a pain. It is tiresome. You don't want to do it. It's just crazy. But I tell you this, I wrote down back in August, and I told you it was my 1 year sweeper story. Now the sweeper story was about Pastor Augie in California, how he left his job and he had a good prominent job, and he went to go do ministry, and because ministry was he gave up his job before they gave him the promotion. He was called into a meeting, and he thought that meeting was going to be his promotion. So he prematurely left his job without checking in through the meeting first. And what happened was he didn't get the promotion. Another pastor did. So he had to go back to his job, and went back to his job. All they had available for him was a sweeper position. He was only able to sweep. And that's it. That's all they had. Of course, he was not making even half of what he made, not even a third of what he was making as a salesman or anything. So he did it because he was humble. And for 1 year, he swept that warehouse. They would throw their papers on the floor on purpose, and he would sweep them up and say, excuse me. He would not retaliate. He would not react. And in 1 year, he was given a position beyond the scope of what he wanted originally and beyond what he was making originally. He was second command to one of the largest ministries in Southern California. Now, myself has a sweeper story. When I left the retail spot, I was at a prominent position in there, came back not as a management, but as just a regular worker. And there's nothing wrong with being a regular worker. Unless you're used to being a manager, then you got to deal with suppressing what you naturally would do as a manager and just do the work. And my sweeper story began in August, and I tell you, I had a sweeper story for that, and I put it on the wall, and I go, I will only have a year, my 1 year sweeper story. Not even a year. August, September, October, November, December, January, 6 months into my sweeper story, God has opened a tremendous door. And I really believe that this door that He opened is God sent. That I don't think I will be at the retailer much longer. If I am, that's fine. I still go in. I mean, most people, and I was talking to Pastor Mike Salazar yesterday, and I said, you know, one thing I would tell you, and I'm going to be honest with my listeners, I will be honest with you right here, I would say, you know, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, or maybe even last year, I probably would have looked at this opportunity to go to India, and I probably wouldn't have went into work anymore, and said, I'm called to just do that, and to do crusades around the world. But there's something in me that this sweeper story has built. And you know what it is? I'm going to tell you this, and I hope you get this. I hope you can grab what I'm telling you on this one. It's about your heart wanting more from God. It's about humbling yourself. Humbling yourself. Do you think it was very humbling for me to go back? I covered some stuff. I went in there, and some people were mad, and some people were surprised that I went back, and some people were disappointed that I went back to that retailer, that were at that retailer. And you know what? I swallowed my pride. I said, it don't matter. I know why I'm here, and how. I don't know how long, but it won't be long. This is my 1 year sweeper story. That's all I tell myself every morning until it didn't bother me no more. But I'm not going to lie, maybe two weeks ago, I just got up and I went to work. 5 a.m, I'm at work, and I'm like, Lord, I'm getting tired of getting up at 4:00. I'm just getting tired. I would say it's about a week ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago. And I told Mike Salazar yesterday on the phone, we were talking, and he was just praying with me and congratulating me about going to India. He was really surprised. He thought I was going with Dr. Paul, and I told him, no, I haven't spent time with Dr. Paul in a while, and this is something that God has put together, and they all know the anointing that this man has, I tell you. But anyway, he said he'd start just seeing a lot of activity in our ministry this year, and he was very proud of us and very proud of what we'd been doing. But I told him, I really feel it's a lot of this is because I've been humble, very humble to the work of doing what I have to do, to doing what I have to do for the Lord. So if you're humble, whatever you want to call it. I live in Humble. I live Ascaline, Kingwood, just outside Humble, Texas. But if you're humble, now I'm stuck on that word, how to say it. If you're humble and you really mean it and you really, really can give your all to God, but in a situation where you may not be, where you feel and you feel hurt, or you feel like you can do more, and you're just swallowing your pride and you're going forward and you stay humble, God's going to do something for you. God's going to do something for your life. And you stay dedicated and committed, and you govern, or you are a good steward of what He gives you. Remember, the scripture always says He gives you a little and sees how you can handle it and see how good steward you are. And to the person that took care of His the best, or He gave everybody each a measure of how they took care of it. Now, the same thing in life. You know, just to give you an idea, God gave us a station, and we started to take care of it and took care of it and took care of it and took care of it. And every week I take care of it. Every day I take care of it. And I'm being a steward of God's ministry. This is God's ministry, touching people. It's not David Yanis. I do come up with some good ideas and I put them down, but God gives me the wisdom and the knowledge, and I thank God for that. I really believe and pray that this year is going to be an awesome year to see the wine presses broken and the wine bladders burst and the oil running over. I see it in my spirit, and I believe it in my heart, that these things are going to happen for you, my friends, and for this ministry. I'm telling you right now is a good time for you to sow into any ministry, even into this ministry right now. And it is a good time, because God is blessing this last 3 days. God has been blessing. It's a good time to plant a seed somewhere to get a harvest for your family. I really believe that. Now, I want you to realize this, my friends. What God can do, you can never do. The doors God opened, you can never pry open with a crowbar. I have always been, in a way, I wouldn't use the word tempted. I'd probably use the word curious, to see if I can call some old contacts to get out and go preach. You know, that's the one thing I told my pastor I didn't want to do. I told him, you know what, I preach every Sunday night here at the church, and that's fine. I would love to preach at other places and love to preach at other churches and love to do that again. That is a part of my ministry that I know I can do in a heartbeat. But I'm not going to call and ask people if I can preach. I believe with God's anointing and that God will create the demand for people to call me. And I'm not being vain. No. Get this. I'm not going to make a door and open a door unless God is telling me to open that door. If God tells me to call this pastor, I'll call him. But God is not telling me to. Now, I made that same little bit of a mistake when I was trying to promote this radio ministry, when I was calling pastors and telling them if they'd like to be on the air. I tell you what, not one of them called back. I left it alone. And what happened? God is sending me pastors that are anointed, that God has given me the genuine heart of these men when they call. And they set up a station with us, or set up a channel with us, or set up a program with us. These guys are genuine. Their faith is genuine. So I think the first year we did good. The first 6 months, 8 months, we have done good. And when we get to the 12th month, we're going to be doing some awesome things. Our listener base is continuing to stay steady and or grow. There's, of course, those dips here and there in those days. We had some trouble with the player on Sunday. I don't know why it would do this sound. The sound like those heart monitors when you go in to see the check the baby when your wives are pregnant, when your ladies are pregnant, and you put the monitor to find the heartbeat and you hear the heartbeat through the machine. That's what my player was doing. I have no idea why, but it was doing that, and I was like, Lord, what's going on? But this time it was making that same noise, and it's happened before. It was making that same noise, and then it starts saying, saved, saved, saved. It got stuck on a word. And I think what happened was that my son was set the show that night before for me. And I think that he left the one of the streamers on when the internet was playing something, and you can't do that on these older computers. It'll mix the signal, get stuck, mess up the buffering, and it just, because you're streaming out and then you're playing in at the same time and the speakers are blaring, and it just made a mess. It made a mess. So I just want to encourage you. I want to tell you again, tomorrow, can't conceal it. KeepItOnMarriage.com. I believe my webinars are at 7:30. On Thursday night, 21st, I want you to be able to look at that and view it and tell me what you think. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And my email address is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. Again, that is therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can write me Midwatch or Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We haven't heard that whistle for a while, but you know what that means. It's about time, my friends. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll catch you tomorrow. Tomorrow's guests are going to be Pastor Daniel Vasquez and Pastor David Hope. We're going to have them on two different times on the same show. First segment is going to be David Hope. Second segment is going to be Daniel Vasquez. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Here, Midwatch with the Rev. We'll see you next time on the Midwatch. God bless.